Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. And I'm betting you like girls to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn chain, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. Okay, it's under control. Show me Soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, we start buzzing, you come up in bar clubs. Girl, I'm new, so my boo got it the same nose. Show me your perfect pitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm using, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it. Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Here we go.
Edition of the Archer Jones Show. I just want to say for a moment that I want to congratulate one of the special people out there, and one of the sweetest, honest, and sexiest person for what she did on New Year's Day when she did the polar bear plunge. So I would like to make a congratulations to my fiance, Hazel Diane Swift. If you had a... You use my... You can use mine. Yeah, because they messed it up in the hospital. But hey, what more can you do? There's a video on the Archer Jones show page of her going in and had to deal with the cuts and bruises on her legs. And wait, did you have some on your arm too?
Just like on my hand here. And then like it jogged my shoulder, so my shoulder feels like very bruised, but there's no bruising to be seen, but it feels it was like, especially if I press like here. Because when I went down, I, like, jawed it.
Right. And she did it, and how much money did you raise for doing that?
With the money that went directly to Children's Hospital, the stuff that went into my PayPal, and then the stuff that was on the website, all told it hit nearly $500.
Oh, nice. That's good. So for her doing that, all the proceeds that people had donated went straight to Children's Hospital. It was... here in Milwaukee, right? Oh, okay. So...
it's going directly, actually, to the camping unit at Children's Hospital. That was at Robert's request because of Jordan. You know, Jordan spent so much time up there. We're hoping that they can use it towards games and stuff for the kids because the hot unit, which is where Jordan spends a lot of his time, that's where you can't go in if you're sick or anything. Because the kids have got no immune system. Basically, they've got Xbox 360s and PlayStations and stuff, and it would be nice that they can use that money to get some more games for the kids and toys and that stuff.
And they probably going to end up getting the Xbox One or PS4.
Well, no, I actually played the hot unit at Children's Hospital for making me want the game. Star Wars Lego.
Lego Star Wars?
Yes.
Wait, we got Lego Batman. You haven't played that yet.
Oh,
there you go. But before we go back on to the polar plunge, right here in Milwaukee, we're like in a wind advisory from now all the way up through, what is it, Tuesday afternoon, I think? That you got wind chills that are going to be going down all the way up to minus, what, 50 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, 50 below. So it's going to be dangerously cold. And for people that's going out there, and I know there are some things that they still got to do, like go to work or anything like that, good luck. But anyways, and I do want to congratulate the brave people besides Hazel that went out and did a polar bear plunge and ended up getting cuts and bruises and was hurting and stuff like that, especially the guy that we seen that was out there, like his legs was like seriously.
The first guy went out there? Who got ripped? Oh, no, that one guy when we were leaving.
Yeah.
It was like right underneath me, weren't it?
Right.
It was like a huge gap. His leg was pouring the blood.
Right. And it seems like he had the momentum, like, to keep going. He hasn't, you know, been, like, passed out or anything because it was just looked like it was a lot of blood that was just going. Like, oh, my Lord. So we do want to congratulate and all the brave men and women that went in number ice. So hopefully next year the ice won't be there and it won't be, like, freezing cold or whatever. So let's just put it that way. Huh. Maybe I might do it next year if there's no ice.
If there's no ice, we'll both do it and run in holding hands screaming across the hall. We'll have Robert in the middle of us doing it as well. He's coming in with you. Robert's like, no. He's not coming
in too. Yeah, I just might do it just for the fun of it. It just all depends, like, if there's ice there. If there's ice there, no. I've seen how what people have went through with the ice and crap, so So the NFL playoffs started yesterday. You had the Indianapolis Colts defeated Kansas City Chiefs, which I thought that the Chiefs was going to actually win that game until they kind of blew it the last second. But 45-44, so Indianapolis Colts advances to the divisional playoffs. And
You mentioned a bunch of orange bands, like your one there. You need to give out to your friends at school for Jordan. Good morning,
what? Just them. Just making you a bunch of friends you can take to school to hand out to, you know, your friends and stuff. Oh, that's a good thing. And I don't know the score of the Saints and the Eagles game, but I know the Saints won. So they advanced to the divisional series. And what we got going on today, of course, the Packers and the 49ers. And we also have, what is it, the Chargers and...
Did you not mention the
pool? Yeah. I think it's Cincinnati. I think the Chargers and the Bengals, which I know that game about to start in like 20 minutes.
Keep the channel over because you'll have the pregame on right now.
That's true. No, the Broncos are in, but they play one of the winners or whatever. See what they... But I think is with the 49ers and Packers, especially one of the players was talking so much crap. Talk about we had to have a motivational speaker in this, excuse my French, but shithole of a town. So, and I think one of the Packers that responded just let him keep talking. We're going to let our game do the talking. So what's going to be, this game is going to be very interesting, and it may be personal. And I'm sorry to say, but I don't think the 49ers are going to be end up dealing with the Colts. So I think the Colts are really going to affect them. That's why I think they're going to not going to win this game. That's just my opinion. But I think the Chargers will win this game. Not the Chargers, but I think Cincinnati going to win and Packers going to win. That's just my opinion on that. And we will be back with more. So, play another jam. You took me out on mute. Oh, I didn't even hear it. So, and we are back. Royal Rumble. Sorry, about 3 weeks away. And like I said, all the stuff that they've done within the past, like, 2 weeks, I guess mainly they're trying to set up things for WrestleMania, so Royal Rumble would be just like the tip of the iceberg. So like I said, for the next 4 months, it should be interesting. Well, I say 4 months, of course, you know, WrestleMania would be April 6th. Live on pay-per-view. Well, I wouldn't say live on pay-per-view, but if they end up getting the WWE Network on the ball, the people that have subscription of the WWE Network will get to see the pay-per-views for free. They say it's going to be either between $9.99 or $12.99 a month.
See, that would be worth it, get the pay-per-views for free.
Right.
It really would.
It's just a bad thing. It just won't be on, like, cable providers and stuff. You can just do it online. But...
You got the Xbox?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. So if you can get the app... Because I know the WWE already got an app, but if they had a WWE Network app that you can just, like, easily get it, there you go. You can easily just watch it on TV. So, like I said, I'll be interested in getting that.
Robert.
To see where it goes from there.
Okay.
So, anyways, got the Royal Rumble 3 weeks away. Then you got Elimination Chamber that's going to be in Minneapolis, which we decided after we heard about a few things that's going to be going on, we're not going to be going. Because they mentioned, like, the day before here in Milwaukee at the Milwaukee World of Wheels, WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels will be in town with a meet and greet on that Saturday from 12 to 3. So that will be busy. I'll just put it that way. It was like the same thing last year when we went to go see Edge. It was like a long line, but after that, we went to go see, like, all the cars and stuff. And the thing that's going to be interesting, like, when looking at the cars, they're going to have the three stages of Batman cars that's going to be there, I guess, from the previous movies. So that will be interesting to see as well. You get your tickets from the O'Reilly Auto Parts, it would be $13. $4 for kids between 6 and 12. $15 for general admission if you get your tickets from Wisconsin State Fair Park, and it will be $5 for kids 6 and 12. So that'll be good. And also for the people in Chicago, not only are they going to have Shawn Michaels down there on the around the time of March 3rd through 5th, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to have Chris Jericho on that Sunday from 12 to 3 as well. So that'll be interesting. Just crazy wrestling going on for the first 2 weeks around this Midwest area. So if y'all in the Midwest area, and plus if y'all, they should do that more often. Just like, if they're going to have stuff in the Midwest, just keep it, like, in the Midwest area so it won't be that difficult for wrestlers to travel. So for them, I think from, like, Minneapolis, Green Bay, then here, then they do their whatever road trips, or some of them around the Illinois area or Iowa. Then they got Chicago for that Raw the next week. Then SmackDown in Detroit. And, of course, Ring of Honor will be Friday. That Friday will be here. Then you got Ring of Honor going to Chicago that Saturday. That's funny. But people that's not familiar with Ring of Honor, don't underestimate it. The live shows that they had here for the past couple of years.
I haven't missed their live shows because at the time he's only ever had the money for one of us to go. But please watch Ring of Honor. The level of wrestling, skill of wrestling, is a lot more higher.
Right. And it's like a regular show. Like you have your matches, then you have your little promos, not like a 10-minute promo. You have like a promo that like lasts no longer than 2 minutes. Exactly. In my opinion, that's how it should be. Not no 10-minute promos or something like that. No, I said promos. I don't know, but that would be something to talk about tomorrow on the return of WFSO Aftermath about promos.
Promos,
if they really need it or not. So that would be a good thing to talk about tomorrow on the WFSO Aftermath show. Yep, from his 2 weeks absence, WFSO Aftermath will be back tomorrow live at 10:30 p.m. Central Time on this same network. But what are you going to do, shoot people with it? That was a demonstration. The pillar is right there. Trying to make hole in chairs now? Holes in chairs. This didn't sound right. But anyways, like I said about Ring of Honor, just go to their website, ringofhonorwrestling.com. They'll let you, you can find out if they have shows in your area and stuff like that. And like I said, it is an interesting show to go to. They do have meet and greets, and their meet and greets is actually a fair price, in my opinion. But the show itself is just out of this world. It's just amazing. So, like, no jokes or anything like that. No doing promos during the shows and stuff like that. They just really just get into action. So, check out Ring of Honor. Go to their website and see if there's a show in your area. If there is, go to it. Because it is really worth it. Went to the past 3 shows that they had in the past couple of years, and it's awesome. Moving on, tomorrow night on Raw, they're going to have Old School Raw. They're going to make the set like it was the original set of Monday Night Raw. If anybody recognizes that, yeah, that's going back into like 1993. Oh, 94, I'm sorry. Because they very close to near their 20th anniversary. Yay, got 4 minutes left. So you're going to see them wearing their original suits and a referee wearing their old referees with the blue long sleeve button-up shirt and, of course, the black khaki pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other than these black khaki pants.
Well, not khaki, but, you know, dress pants.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
That kind of
the purpose. Yeah. And with the blue long sleeve button up shirt, they have a tie. Like a bow tie that they wear too as well. It is kind of crazy, but
Robert,
it is what it is. So It's going to be interesting what the commentator is going to wear tomorrow, too. They already talk about one match that's going to happen. It's going to be CM Punk don't go against Roman Reigns. And I don't know what other matches that's going to be going on as well. Also, I want to mention last week from the that they had Raw and SmackDown, and I know some people are happy about this. There was no John Cena or no Randy Orton at the show. So that will have some of the smarks stop complaining and stop crying about it. So it is. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to end the show right now. Thank everybody for listening. And also people that have been following up on the other show that's on WFSO Aftermath. So
I might do a little
segment. Well, that's all we got. That's all it's going to be, like 30-minute show. So so as long as we can still do it. That's the main thing. Also, check out Wrestling Fan Speak Out. .weebly.com. Check out the website for news and stuff. And also, we have a WFSO app. So what is it, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.moapep or something like that? MOBAP? Oh, okay. Well, I got a whatever. But until then, I wanted to thank these three guests for staying there on 2 cents. But, anyways, have a good Sunday. Be safe. And y'all get to hear from us tomorrow on WFSO Aftermath. Peace out.